saw the raid on Fred Hampton's home in 1969 that resulted in his assassination, that saw came as a consequence of the assassinations of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and a host of other forces like this. We said we were going to complete that movement that they had begun. And so in 1972, the African People's Socialist Party was created, and we also recognized that the struggle for black power, black people, had run into its limitation as long as it was fought within the context of the borders that had been created for us, either in Africa and around the world. And so it's an international organization. We exist in the Caribbean. We exist throughout Europe. We exist all over the continent of Africa and inside the United States as well. And so we are an international organization. We're African internationalists, and our politics is informed by a revolutionary theory called African internationalism that we have developed over the last 50 years of trying to find solutions for the practical contradictions that black people are confronted with here. We have created more than 50 different economic development projects, many of them centered right here in St. Louis, where we came under assault. And we have suffered as a consequence of this process. We were attacked first on July 2nd at the St. Petersburg, Florida, by someone with a flamethrower, a military-grade flamethrower that torched a 15 by 25-foot flag, red, black, and green flag that was perched atop a 50-foot flagpole. We were attacked subsequent to that July 29th, as most people now have come to understand who are familiar with this case. Subsequent to that, in August, a car was broken in and a vehicle was stolen. A vehicle was broken in and a computer stolen, passport stolen, various other things like that. The banks have now begun the process of sanctioning us, Regions Bank first and subsequent to Regions Bank. We've had to deal with Chase Bank. We've had a church right across the street from my home in St. Louis that we had under contract to create other economic and development programs. It was burned to the ground in January. It's just been an array of assaults that's been made against us since that time. So it's very clear that this is about more than what the government has said it's about, and this an objective intent was to destroy our movement and to make sure that what it was they began in the 1960s to push us back was something that was completed with the assault on the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru movement.
Amalia Shetela, your point on Spain is you do accept money from, for example, if you're invited by the government of Spain or the government of Russia. And you're saying that doesn't mean you're an agent of them. They said one of your co-conspirators is Alexander Inhofe, that he is involved with spawning, that he says that that the government says it's with spawning dissident movements within the United States. Your response?
I'm saying that as far as we knew, we never accepted money, first of all, from the Russian government. I used the Huelva presentation in Spain because we did go to a meeting that was sponsored by the anti-globalization movement in Russia, which is an NGO. NGO invited us to Spain as well. There was some noise being made, but we accepted expense-paid trip to Russia. The fact is that it was the anti-globalization movement that provided this transportation there. But in Spain, an NGO that was closely associated with the Spanish government, that was connected to people who were either currently or previously associated with the United Nations, that were governments from Mali and other places that also attended, that we were paid not just transportation, but we were given honorariums of significance. And it was an international conference. I used the Spanish thing just to show the hypocrisy of the United States government that's saying that somehow, suddenly, we became agents of a foreign government because we attended a conference in Russia. This is most ridiculous, asinine. And the thing that
we're going to have to leave it there, Amalia. Yeah. Amalia Shetela, chair of the African People's Socialist Party. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, all at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. Where? Waist deep, big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting at 88.3 FM and available on your computing device at wrct.org. The song you just heard was a version of Waist Deep in the Big Muddy by Pete Seeger. That comes from the fine compilation selections from the Best of Broadside. I'm going to read you a couple of PSAs here to get you off to a good start on this Friday morning. First of all, with Goodwill, you can donate your stuff. Excuse me, let me start over. With Goodwill, when you donate your stuff, you help create jobs. How? Well, when you donate to Goodwill, they sell your stuff to help fund job placement and training for people in your community. So by teaming up and donating to your local Goodwill, you'll help create jobs. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. Okay, now we're going to talk about guns, okay? Or are we going to talk about guns? What's going on here? No, that's not it. Well. Here we go. Just got to hit the right button. There are a lot of things we can't control right now, but there's one thing we can, making sure our kids can't get their hands on an unsecured gun. Keep guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition, because safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, the Ad Council, and WRCT. Okay, that's your PSAs for the morning. This will be the last edition of Pinckney Hall until July. I'm going to be out of town the next 2 weeks. We have a new system of handling absences like that here at WRCT. We take a show that we have already done live, record it, and put it in the proper slot in the computer program, and off we go. Well, this will be a first for Kenny Joe. He's not been able to get that together. He has lots of recorded shows, but I'm beginning to think there's something defective with his computer because it just doesn't it's not doing the job. So I'm going to try to get that together before I leave in a couple of days. But, you know, you'll hear something. I'm sure of that. Might not be what you want to hear, but, you know, give it a chance. Give it a chance. It might work. Okay, so what are we going to do today? I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to keep it a secret and see if you can guess. Oftentimes people listening have a better idea of what I'm doing than I do. So, you know, no reason not to do that. I will tell you that we're going to start things off with Bobby Bear.
I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, how I want to go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old Papa, sister, and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. By day I make the cars, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride, and go on back to the loved ones, the ones I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
Thank you.
without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A young one's born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know,
never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a
from here. This little girl's gonna set my pace. Well, now take me from this garden of evil. Deliver me over yonder. Yeah, take me from this garden of evil. Deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here. I don't have long to ponder. You nickel know what I'll do if I ever get away from here. So I bet you nickel know what I'll do if I ever get away from here. Well, if I have to swim the ocean wide, that's the way I drown my fears. Well, now take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Or take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here. I don't have long to ponder. Place. It's what I like to see. to a friendly face, a friendly place is what I like to see. Well, if I don't hurry, get away from here, this little girl's gonna set my pace. Well, take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Oh, take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here, I don't have long to ponder.
That last song was Jimmy Wages doing, of course, Take Me From This Garden of Evil. That was off of a Rockabilly All Night CD. That was a song that was recorded by Sam Phillips, but for reasons that I'm not aware of, never released as a 45. Before that, we had local singer Perry Como, Canonsburg, PA, doing Without a Song. That was from a collection Yesterday and Today. Before that, Pump It Up by Elvis Costello and the Attractions off of the LP Spanish Motel. And we started the set off with the great Bobby Bear doing one of his early songs. And I think maybe we could call it his biggest hit, Detroit City. That was off of a CD called Detroit City and Other Hits. So that's our first set today. Kenny Joe didn't. I can't take credit for the playlist. The people that usually put it together for me, we got our wires crossed, and they were on vacation this week, so I had to get outside help. But hope you're enjoying it. We'll get back to it in just a sec. Let's see. We're going to tell you about one of our many fine underwriters. This morning, it's the turn of Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, please visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And let me also tell you that if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let me make a comment on one of those songs you heard, the Perry Como song. I recently saw something that Bob Dylan had written about Mr. Como, and it was plain that Bob is a big fan of Perry's. He compared him very favorably to Mr. Como's contemporaries. Yeah, local boy made good. Always like to see that. Okay, back to the music.
Well, a friendly face in a friendly place is what I like to see. Yeah, a friendly face in a friendly place is what I like to see. Well, if I don't have...
Well, that's not where we wanted to be. Hang on.
The glass that will will ease all my pain. That will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take.
Drinking, moving, there's more than the same thing for me. Willie, he tells me that doers and thinkers say moving's the closest thing to being free. He's a rosin, he's a rigging, and laid back his wages. He's dead set on riding the big rodeo. Tight with an overdue baby. Willie, he's yelling, hey gypsy, let's go. Willie, you're wild as a Texas blue northern, ready rolled from the same makings as me, and I reckon we'll ramble till hell freezes over. Willie, the wandering gypsy and me. Take of your favors and we'll surely warn ya, they never will be. A single soul living can put brand or handle on Willie, the wandering gypsy and me. They dance on the mountains, they shout in the canyons, they swarm in the loose herd like wild buffalo. Jamming our heads full of figures and angles and telling us things that we already know. Willie, you're wild as a Texas blue northern, ready rolled from the same makings as me, and I reckon we'll ramble till hell freezes over. Willie, the wonder and gypsy and me.
Wah bam baloo mam blam bam bam tooty boot, oh rude, tooty boot, oh rude, just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. Do the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lump, bump, bum. I got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, 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 bop. Indeed, boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bam, boom.
That last song, of course, was Tutti Frutti by Little Richard, from the very best of Little Richard. Before that, we had Willie the Wandering Gypsy and Me. That was by Billy Joe Shaver off of Old Five and Dimers. And we started the set off with Webb Pierce doing There Stands the Glass, off of one of the 20th Century Masters CDs. Let's see. What haven't I done here? Oh, I haven't told you about some of the other fine shows we have here at WRCT. Let's see. What are we going to tell you about? What are we going to tell you about? Well, it's Friday, so let me tell you about a Friday night show from Ipanema to the world. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. You're getting a broad range of musical styles this morning, are you not? Okay, then moving on from Friday to Saturday, let me tell you about an experiment with time. Past and future experiences blended together in approximately equal proportions. There is no genre. Music is the best. An experiment with time. Saturday nights at midnight and re-airs Thursday at 1 p.m. In case you can't stay up till midnight, even on a Saturday. Yeah. Okay. We have two more songs to play from the group of songs that you've heard so far. We'll play those. And after that, we're going to play you a song from an artist who will be appearing locally during the 2 weeks that Kenny Joe is away, the local Honeys, from, if I'm not mistaken, it is a duo, I know that, from I think, Kentucky. That's what I might be mistaken about. Kenny Joe has a hard time distinguishing Kentucky from Tennessee. Anyhow, there'll be a Club Cafe Wednesday, so we'll give you that in the next set also. But before that, we have Elvis's version of Money Honey.
What was on his mind? He said, "Money, honey, money, honey, money, honey. If you wanna get along with me, well," I screamed and I hollered. I was so hard pressed. I called the woman that I loved the best. I finally got my baby by the half past three. She said, "I'd like to know what you want."
Get around. Talking about my generation.
Things ain't doing awful.
forget all.
So the first two songs on that set were part of the nine-song set, actually, which we interrupted from time to time. Don't want to do nine songs without telling you what you're listening to. Started off with Money Honey by Elvis Presley. Then we had The Who doing My Generation. And then the last song was by a duo of local Honeys who are coming to town on Wednesday, June 28th. The name of the song was Dying to Make a Living, and that is a single. Aside from the single, I think they have at least two previous LPs. Okay. I've done all the reading I need to do for today. Isn't that something? And it's only a quarter to. And speaking of the time, I'm worried that Zombo's not coming in today. I had some questions for Zombo, but, you know, he's usually here by now. Maybe he's taking the day off. Okay. Now, at this point in the show, we usually play you some new music. And we will play you some new music, but it's getting hard. The new music in physical media was recently culled. It needed culling, but this one, this was kind of extreme. But we're going to use the next 15 minutes to give you new music. By the way, I should say, knowing the new music we're going to play, new music means recently released music. It might have been music that was recorded and released in, 1982, and is being re-released now. As far as we're concerned, that's new music, so bear that in mind. If it feels like it's a little old-timey, maybe it's, a contemporary band playing old-timey music, or maybe it is really old-timey, so, but recently released, or recently re-released. Okay, got that out of the way. Here, we're going to do some new music, and if that doesn't take us up till Zombo time, maybe we'll throw something else in there.
One, two, three, four!
Until the middle of the night, we're just getting started, so hold on tight. Everything about this is starting to feel right.
Jokers to the left and clowns to the right,
they got this city locked down tight. Sounds like something dirty's about to take flight. The all-night party goes on. Sounds like something
there's a reason why we never had goodbye, and there's a reason why, and there's a reason why I write days out into night like some new battle cry. They say it's bigger than you, but that I don't own the truth. It's not always plain to see. I will forget what you meant to me. There's a reason why. You found a way to me, in spite of me, living on empty. But you let the past aside, there was nothing to satisfy your unhypnotic kind. They say it's bigger than you, but they
okay. First of all, let me apologize if I got anybody agitated there needlessly. Zombo is here. He's here. Don't worry. We're gonna put him on the air in just a sec. As soon as I can tell you what we just played. Last song was by a group called Glass Reel. Bigger Than You. The CD is called Luster. Before that, we had White Lung doing Hysteric off of Deep Fantasy. And then we had a group called A Certain Ratio doing Holy Smoke off of 1982. And I was going to tell you, I don't want to keep you in suspense. The first nine songs were actually the first nine songs talked about in the great philosophical work by Bob Dylan called The Philosophy of Modern Song. Go down to your... It's a nice book if you want to have it. It's got lots of pretty pictures in it, especially evocative if you were hanging around record stores in the 1950s and 1960s. But if you go down to your local library to look for it, don't look in the philosophy department, despite the title. So that's going to do it for me. I'll be away the next couple of weeks. Hopefully something will be on. It will be on. Won't it? We can take care of it. Right, Zombo?
Wait, come on early.
Oh, okay. There we go.
No, you got to shut it.
Okay. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3. Take it away, Zombo.
Shut up.